Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This month, Ryanair introduced new rules requiring passengers to use digital boarding passes. No paper would be allowed. However, one country has hit back. Portugal has directed the airline to accept paper on all airports within the country. On the other side of the world, Australia is doing something with power banks. Owen Curry is the editor of Travel Extra. He's across both stories and is with us now. Owen, good morning.
Good morning to you from my natural habitat, Dublin Airport.
Where you should always be, just in case they need you. I presume you have everything downloaded to your phone now, Owen. You're leaving nothing to chance there.
Absolutely. It's become a bigger issue in the last few weeks because Ryanair have gone all digital. I did expect a little bit of pushback from that, and it's apparently beginning to happen. But you've got to remember a few dramatic things have happened. Ryanair announced earlier in November that the paper boarding passes would no longer be accepted. Then they told us that 98% of people are showing up with digital boarding passes, which, you know, is great, but 2% are not. What's happening in the 2%? They're still being accepted. The other really interesting thing is they're printing out boarding passes, which they used to do free of charge to people at the airports. So while Ryanair have gone all digital, it seems to be a slower and a little bit more complex process than they would have us believe. And you've got to remember, the percentage is very high, 98%, but Ryanair by 200 million passengers a year. And that 2% over the course of a year is about 4 million. Obviously, in November, when there are fewer flights and it's not a big time for travelling, it'll be fewer.
So what happens if you turn up without your boarding pass printed off? They're still doing it for you at no cost. But Ryanair being Ryanair, that generosity is bound to have a limit.
The key is it's all moved to the check-in. If you're not checked in online, you're back into trouble territory. You're back into paying very high fees at the airport. The real issue arose when people started saying, what happens if the battery runs down? I leave my phone on the train. Something else, you know, goes wrong along the way. In that, all of those circumstances, the action is, have you checked in online or not? If you're checked in online and your name is in the inventory, they know you're going to be in a seat. When you turn up at the gate without the digital boarding pass, you're going to be let board. It's also a little bit more complicated getting through the airport because you do need that QR code. People flying through Dublin will be very familiar with the gates where you just scan the QR code in Terminal 1. And you need something to get through those, and they're printing out the boarding passes free of charge for that. As you say, how long this will last, it's in the terms and conditions now. You're no automatic right to board unless you have a digital boarding pass. And the other really important part of this, the one which hasn't been publicised as much, is they're directing customers back to their own app. That means they're trying to create a little ring fence around their customers, and that will have implications for people who book through intermediaries, through online travel agents, people like that. At some stage in the future, I think Ryanair want to take control of the entire spend of their customers by keeping them within the app, within the smartphone. That's the way it's going. And the big question always is people without smartphones, and they're not just the older people, there are a lot of younger people who have decided, you know, smartphones are gathering too much information. They're keeping too many tags on us. I'll do without one. So people without smartphones, are they going to be unwelcome on Ryanair flights in the future?
Well, look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander here. If Ryanair want us to use their app and they want us to do everything digitally, could they improve perhaps the experience at some of the airports that they fly to? I'm thinking in particular, I regularly go to Alicante Airport and I fly with Ryanair. And it is like the seventh circle of Dante's hell, because there is no where you can do the digital tag your own bag thing, and you get thrown in with about 30 other flights going off, and it takes you 2 hours to get through. and you go to maybe another airport like Malaga Airport and you're straight through because they have the little digital weighing scales and it's all good. Maybe Ryanair need to start treating us a bit better.
Yeah, the airports will all offer different experiences because Ryanair will say the infrastructure is airport infrastructure. They are pretty good at bringing the technology where they can. Interesting you should say that because there are quite a few airports, Morocco and places, there's some Turkey, that don't accept the digital boarding pass at all. They are not geared up for it. So you're going to still need your printed boarding pass for those. But there are small numbers of passengers overall. What Ryanair have said is that the digital app is being very, very good for passengers. It's very good for your update. Your gate gets changed. Listeners will be familiar with that lottery sometimes late in the evening where 103 turns into 109, turns into 113 and back to 109 again. A little bit of that goes on, particularly with the late flights. In Glasgow, it's an upstairs, downstairs. You can be moved upstairs and back down and then upstairs again as they change the gates. But the instead of running up to the departure board, it means that everything is coming. The information is coming through on the app. It does have advantages for passengers, but as I say, there's a bit of give and take on it.
Yeah, I have to say, I like the Ryanair app. It does tend to give you a lot of information. And if you want
it's one of the best in the aviation business. I have loads of airline apps on my phone, as you might imagine. It is by a margin one of the best. I think others are catching up with it.
Now, tell us about the Australian ban on power banks. These things very rarely go on fire, but I suppose there is a risk from them. And the Aussies are cracking down.
Not just the Aussies. It's a big, big issue. IATA discussed it at their big conference in Delhi earlier this year in July. The number of fires from power banks, from laptop batteries, from everything else, the number of incidents that come with it have been increasing. It's going up by 20-30% a year. And we're at a stage now where most of the airlines are really scratching their head what to do about this. To give an example of something that happened last week, one of the American flights, very simply, the laptop got trapped between the seat and the side of the aircraft, and the aircraft was diverted to Dublin at the inconvenience of everyone at a huge cost to the airline, not because anything untoward had happened, but because if there was a fire resulting from the laptop battery as a result of this, they would have questions to answer. So it's a really, really, really a big, big issue. Electronics and electronic batteries and their capacity for overheating, and it's all a drama if it happens in a coffee shop on the ground, but if it happens 6 miles up in the high in the sky, it's a huge drama for everybody.
But very big airlines, decent airlines, will actually allow you to charge your phone while you're sitting at your chair. Now, obviously, that's something we don't have the luxury of with Aer Lingus. Well, for the most part, with Aer Lingus or Ryanair. Is that the solution? Don't bring a power bank because you can charge your phone on board.
Bringing the power bank is even putting the power bank into your luggage, your checked luggage, is even a bigger problem because if it happens down in the hold, it creates a new set of problems. They will allow you to charge your phone. They will allow power to at the level that they can monitor it on an aircraft. But we are pretty close to, power banks being treated like guns or ammunition or something that you'll be asked to declare them before you board, and you won't be allowed to bring it at all.
And I suppose, like everything else, people don't realise the risks that are in these. I mean, these are the lithium batteries, lithium-ion batteries that can spontaneously go on fire. I was on a train once and I tried to charge a little something that had a lithium-ion battery and I used my laptop charger, not realising that that was too strong for this yoke. And I had to go to the toilet and I had to put it into the sink of water. And that was a train. I was terrified that the train would have to pull in. If it happened on board a plane, I'd lose my life.
Well, lithium batteries are really, really, really problematic, and they're increasing, and the number of incidents is increasing. I think a collective airline response, I'd be quite surprised if there isn't one in the next 12 months, I was going to say, but there could even be in the next few weeks from December, from the IATA in Geneva. It will come by airlines worldwide. They'll just decide this is something we can't deal with.
Well, Owen, I still have a chill in my bones from the weather last week. It hasn't really gotten warmer. You're in Dublin Airport. Depress me now by telling me where you're going.
I'm not going to anywhere where particularly hot. I'm going to Budapest. It is going to be wonderful. It's Riviera Traveller launching a new river cruise ship. It's a quiet time. So this is when ships get launched. This is when journalists like myself, travel writers like myself get brought. They don't really want to see us when the planes are full and when the ships are full in high summer. We'll be sailing up the Danube, probably helping drink some of the champagne before they break the bottle off the prow, and then coming home again. And river cruise growing over 20% per year. Terrific. It's a little bit expensive, but it's a terrific product. And it's very different from ocean cruise because the ships are smaller, about 180 on board, and you're pulling into a nice little river boat, a river port every day. The food is very, very good, and you don't have the huge stadium stuff that goes on in ocean cruise ships.
Well, look, I might treat myself to a second biscuit with a cup of tea later on. You enjoy your river cruise on the Danube. Owen Carey, travel
and
writer.
And you enjoy your biscuits. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.